The first democratically elected president of Egypt is dead. Egyptian state television reports a Mohamed Morsi collapsed in court today, where he was on trial for espionage. Morsi was elected after the Arab Spring led to the ouster of Egypt's longtime leader Hosni Mubarak. That was in 2011. But Morsi, who represented the now outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, was himself ousted by the Egyptian army in 2013. Thanasi Kambanis is a journalist and author who covered the Arab Spring. He is now senior fellow at the Century Foundation. Thanasi, welcome back to Here and Now.
Good to be with you.
So this is very sudden. What are your first thoughts on hearing that Mohamed Morsi is dead?
Well, it's not surprising. He was unseated by the army in a coup, and he's been held in solitary confinement almost continuously since then. His family was only allowed to visit him three times in the last 6 years, and his health problems were well documented. There was a lot of belief that the state wanted him to die before they would have to execute him, and it seems like this is one of these cases of enforced illness or mistreatment that leads to a premature death.
And apparently there are going to be investigations. They say that there were no obvious injuries on his body, obviously externally anyway. Mohamed Morsi was only president of Egypt for about a year, but it was a really crucial time. I wonder if you would remind us about the state of Egypt, an important U.S. ally, where it was at that time that he assumed power.
So Mohamed Morsi was the first democratically elected president of Egypt, but he himself was not a particularly democratic leader, and he was elected in a split vote. A lot of the secular revolutionaries supported him reluctantly, only because his opponent was also a military general who seemed like a dictator in the making. So he came in as a compromise candidate, and a lot of people expected that he would be a sort of Nelson Mandela figure, bridging Islamists and secularists who opposed Hosni Mubarak's dictatorship. But instead, he ruled himself in a quite authoritarian fashion, and within months, alienated almost all his supporters except for the hardest core Islamists. And that year was a very depressing year for people who followed Egypt, because it began with a huge amount of hope. By summer of 2012, when he was elected, people thought the military had been overturned and this country was on the path to inventing its own new path to democracy after decades of authoritarianism. But by the end of the year, we had this awful scene of huge crowds cheering a military coup that was branded as a sort of secular salvation coup to unseat Morsi's government, which in its conduct was homophobic, discriminatory, sort of Islamo-supremacist, and did a lot of things that made people afraid that it would be the last election the country would see.
And when he was determined to be a failure as president and ushered out, was he destined to fail given the way that Egypt was so violently split after the Arab Spring movement?
Well, it's hard to figure out who to blame more. I mean, ultimately, the biggest culprit in Egypt is the military, which did the dictatorship. But he had a unique chance because he came from this Islamist movement and because he came in at a time when working class people and rich people were united, secularists and Islamists and so on. It's hard to see how he could have done a great job, but it's really possible to imagine him having done a decent job. And unfortunately, what's happened now is his martyrdom effectively has papered over the mistakes that the revolutionaries and the Muslim Brothers made in that period. So now, once again, we see all the grave sins and errors of Sisi's dictatorship, also problematic role that revolutionaries and would-be reformers played. And so my fear is that if and when there's another crisis point or another uprising, we'll see a lot of these same mistakes repeated by whoever tries to come next.
Yeah, when you're talking about Sisi, you're talking about Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, former general who's now Egypt's president. The Muslim Brotherhood itself, does it still have support in Egypt?
Well, the underground movement, it's been driven completely underground, and part of it has moved into a militant direction, and they've been blamed for a lot of bombings and attacks against the Egyptian state. And then there's a lot of more moderate Muslim brothers in exile who continue to sort of have a would-be government in exile. It's hard to gauge their public support, but I think a lot of people who were their soft supporters have actually moved away from the Brotherhood and towards other also now outlawed opposition groups like Abdelmonem Aboulfoutou, who famously quit the Brotherhood and founded his own sort of Islamic-flavored but independent reform movement. And he also was in prison and denied medication and visitation, just like Morsi. And one point we should note is that all the opposition leaders, from the most peaceful to the most violent, from the most secular to the most religious, have been imprisoned on trumped-up charges and treated, subjected to the same kind of harsh treatment that's led to Morsi's death. And that is clearly the goal of the Egyptian government, is to silence all dissenting voices.
Thanasi Kambanis is senior fellow at the Century Foundation and author of the book Once Upon a Revolution, An Egyptian Story.